The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wildridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Masitinib slows disability progression in PPMS, non-active SPMS. Masitinib, AB Science's experimental oral therapy, significantly slows disability progression in adults with primary progressive multiple sclerosis, or PPMS, and non-active secondary progressive MS, SPMS, according to final data from the AB07002 Phase 2b/3 clinical trial. These findings, indicating that the trial met its main goal, support AB Science's current plans to launch a larger Phase 3 trial, dubbed AB20009, to confirm the therapy's benefits in this patient population. The upcoming study has been cleared so far by French and Swedish health authorities and is expected to involve 75 sites in Europe, the U.S., Canada, Israel, and South Africa. The results of study AB07002 demonstrate, for the first time, the efficacy of a therapeutic product in the treatment of MS patients who were progressing but not clinically active, which includes non-active primary progressive and secondary progressive MS. Patrick Vermersich, MD, PhD, said in a press release. Vermersich is the study's first author and the upcoming trial's principal investigator. There is currently no approved therapy that encompasses this particular population of progressive MS, added Vermersich, who is a professor of neurology at the University of Lille, France. I am therefore excited to continue the development of masitinib in its confirmatory Phase 3 study, with the anticipation that it could be a new therapeutic hope for these patients, he said. AB07002's results were detailed in the study. Efficacy and safety of masitinib in progressive forms of multiple sclerosis, a randomized Phase 3 clinical trial, and published in the journal Neurology, Neuroimmunology, and Neuroinflammation. Masitinib is an orally available small molecule that blocks tyrosine kinase, an enzyme essential for the activity of mast cells, microglia, and macrophages, immune cells that are increasingly implicated in the underlying mechanisms of progressive MS, said Oliver Hermine, MD, PhD, AB Science's president of the scientific committee. These cells are part of the innate immune system, the body's first line of defense that is comprised of cells people are born with. In turn, the adaptive immune system, acquired through exposure to a given microbe or molecule, is thought to be the main contributor to relapsing forms of MS. By suppressing innate immune cells, masitinib is expected to slow disease progression in people with progressive forms of MS. Promising results from a previous proof-of-concept Phase 2 trial testing the therapy in 35 progressive MS patients supported the launch of the AB07002 Phase 2-3 trial. The study evaluated masitinib's safety and effectiveness against a placebo in 611 adults with PPMS and non-active SPMS, who had experienced no disease relapse in the 2 years prior, but who had evidence of disability accumulation. Participants recruited at sites across 20 countries were assigned randomly to receive either one of two doses of masitinib, 403 patients, or a placebo, 208 patients, twice a day for 96 weeks or about 2 years. One masitinib group, the low-dose group, received 4.5 milligrams per kilogram per day for the study's duration, while the other high-dose group escalated to 6 milligrams per kilogram per day after 3 months of treatment. Each treatment group had its own placebo group. At study's start, patients' average age was approximately 50 years. About half needed a walking aid, and there were no significant feature differences between PPMS and non-active SPMS subgroups. Newly published final data showed that the trial met its main goal, with masitinib's low dose being superior to a placebo at significantly slowing disability progression, as assessed with the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS. Notably, this superiority was observed in both PPMS and non-active SPMS patients. The high dose resulted in comparable effects in EDSS scores, but the corresponding placebo group showed an atypical pattern of EDSS improvement relative to baseline during the early phase of the study, preventing the detection of significant group differences, the researchers wrote. Also compared with the placebo, the low-dose masitinib was associated with a 47% greater likelihood of having either disability reduction or absence of disability progression. Patients treated with this dose were also at significantly lower risk of first disability progression by 42%, confirmed 3-month disability progression by 37%, and of reaching an EDSS score of 7.0, reflecting a level of disability severe enough that the patient is wheelchair-bound. While most of the trial's secondary goals were not attained, the 4.5 mg per kilogram dose of masitinib significantly improved arm and hand function as measured with a 9-hole peg test in the entire group and improved overall health as assessed via the patient-reported health state visual analog scale in only adults with non-active SPMS. The rates of adverse events, serious adverse events, and adverse events leading to treatment discontinuation were higher in the masitinib groups relative to the placebo groups and generally higher in the high-dose group. Still, the therapy's safety profile was consistent with that reported in previous trials, with no new safety concerns identified. The most common adverse events included diarrhea, rash, nausea, vomiting, swelling at the lower legs, upper arms or hands, and itchy skin. Also, there was no evidence of increased risk of infection with masitinib, which could prove advantageous compared with other MS drugs, many of which are associated with an increased risk of infectious complications, the researchers wrote. Validation of these findings via a confirmatory Phase 3 study will be necessary, in part because neuroimaging data were not collected during the current study and also due to an absence of signal on secondary measures, they added. The upcoming AB-20009 trial will test 4.5 mg per kilogram of masitinib against a placebo for 2 years in up to 800 adults, 18 to 65 years old, with PPMS or non-active SPMS. Eligible participants must have moderate to severe disability, as defined by EDSS scores of 3 to 6, and no T1 gadolinium-enhancing brain lesions on MRI scans, a marker of MS lesions with active inflammation. The study's main goal is to determine if the therapy is superior to a placebo at delaying 3-month confirmed disability progression. Secondary goals will include time to 6-month confirmed disability progression, changes in EDSS scores over 2 years, and time to becoming wheelchair-bound. Changes in motor and cognitive function, brain volume and lesions, and relapses also will be assessed, as well as in quality of life, fatigue, and depression. An additional goal is to measure changes in the levels of nerve damage biomarkers in a subgroup of 200 patients of preselected trial sites. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, PhD, on March 4, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. 31 Days of MS, My Daughter's Diagnosis Has Brought Us Closer. This is Manuela Lama's story. Caring for someone with multiple sclerosis can be challenging, exhausting, and stressful. As a single mother of a daughter with MS, I have been not only physically tired, but even more so mentally and emotionally exhausted. Because my daughter and I are very close, it's helped me to take better care of her. One of the first things that helped me was to educate myself about MS and how it might affect my daughter. By doing so, I felt more prepared to face any challenges that may arise. I didn't always know the best way to care for a loved one or what the appropriate treatment was, but I've been very blessed to have had the right people to help us on this journey. If you're a caregiver, learn as much as you can about the illness and use all the resources available to help you make the right decisions. Finding the best doctor and suitable medications can make a big difference. Reach out to people you might know to help guide you through this journey. Allow your loved one to continue to live life as normally as possible. They will have bad days when you'll need to help them just get through the day. In addition, don't prevent them from accomplishing their dreams and goals. This mindset has helped my daughter in so many ways. She has focused on her education rather than feeling sorry for herself. Additionally, she's motivated to help others who are going through a similar journey. My daughter's diagnosis has been life-changing for our family, but it has brought us closer. All I can say is, be there for your loved one anytime they need you. "31 Days of MS, A New Mindset Made Me Stronger." This is Zaki Farsand's story. Hi, I'm Zaki Farsand, and I'm 33 years old. Here is my MS story. So pull up a seat, grab a coffee, and sit back. I still remember the day I got my diagnosis. It was the 25th of January, 2021. I had just stepped into a new phase of my life on the 2nd of that month. That day, 02/01/21, is the day I tied the knot. So far, so good, right? A few days after my diagnosis, I experienced my first symptom, a prickly feeling on different parts of my body. My tongue grew heavy, and I started experiencing an imbalance. This was when I rushed to a specialist to get it checked, and boom, enter the antagonist, MS. I hadn't even heard of this autoimmune condition. I was shocked, and so was my family. Life started spiraling downward. My health took a hit, and my marriage was in shambles. MS diagnosis and a divorce? Yes, it was a double whammy. My story isn't all dark and bleak. As Nassim Taleb points out in his book, Antifragile, sometimes a black swan event helps tidy up existing chaos and disarray. After my diagnosis, I decided not to look up too much about the condition or read about it on the internet. I received the best treatment available to get me up and going. Along with the treatment, I knew for a fact that I needed to get into the right mindset. Acceptance of a condition is an important factor. Only after accepting the situation could one find sources of empowerment. This is exactly how I charted the road to recovery. I started training my mind to look at things differently. Today, I start my day with a set of affirmations that put me in the right frame of mind. Meditation helps with the healing and provides me with clarity. This changed mindset helped me discover a new me. Without MS, I don't think I would have cleaned up my lifestyle. My new mindset made me stronger, helped me snatch the power back from MS, and has given me much-needed clarity. Stay strong, fellow warriors. We got this. These 31 Days of MS stories were written by BioNews Services staff. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. You're also invited to follow our social media channels, linked in the description below, to read more stories throughout the month of March, MS Awareness Month. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.